Book 2. Purgatory. Canto 1. More favorable waters now invite a raising of the sails on the small craft of my poetic gift, so she runs light, leaving the heavy sea retreating aft that crushed her prow but now lies in her wake. For I will sing now of that second realm, where souls are purged and so made fit to take the path to heaven. As I hold the helm, O holy muses, here let poetry arise again from death, for I am yours. Bring forth Calliope to be with me, and join with her sweet voice that heaven adores my song, as once her lilting measures turned those mournful girls to magpies, when they dared to taunt her, as from Ovid we have learned. Poor daughters of Pieros, they despaired of pardon with their earthbound efforts spurned. They sang for Titans, but she made them cry. The sweet clear tint of sapphire in the east gathered to make serene the sweep of sky from zenith to horizon. It released the gladness in my glance again, for I had weathered the dead air that never ceased to weigh down on my heart and hurt my eyes. The comely planet that prompts us to love, veiling the school of pretty fish that lies each springtime in her train, was there above, and she made all the east laugh. To the right I turned, and on the other pole I set my mind, and saw four stars that were a sight, seen by the first men, that has never yet been seen again. The sky seemed to rejoice in these four flames. North, you're a widow, since you are denied that sight. I made the choice to take my gaze back from those merry glints, and turned a little to the other pole. The wane was gone already, and I saw beside me an old man alone, his whole aspect deserving of a reverence more profound than any owed by any son to any father. His long hair and beard were streaked with white. The hair, two streams from one, fell on his breast, and on his face appeared the light of those four holy stars to make it seem as if he faced the sun. "And who are you?" he said, giving his locks a shake, those signs of honor. "You that have come through and fled the eternal prison, even though the blind stream was against you, who's your guide? Who was the lamp that lit your path to go free from the deep night that from side to side blots out Hell's Valley with perpetual dark? How are the laws of the abyss defied? Has heaven decreed that those who bear the mark of doom, the damned, should come to my cliffs now?" My leader then with speech and hand and sign directed me to reverence, knees and brow, and then he said, "The idea wasn't mine to come here, but a lady came to me from heaven, and according to her prayers, I gave this living man my company to help him through the darkness to the stairs. But since you wish to have it made more plain how things in actual fact stand with us two, I can't deny you. This man, in such pain, had still not seen his last hour. It was due. Folly had brought him near, and almost all his time was gone. I was, as I said, sent to save him in the last part of his fall, and had no way except the way we went to get him out. I showed him first the race of guilty shades, and now propose to show the spirits to him of a different place, spirits that in your tutelage, Cato, may purge themselves. But it would take a book to tell you how I brought him through to here. Enough to say that what it really took was virtue from above, which still keeps near to help me give him you, so he may look and listen. May it please you now to bless his coming. He seeks liberty from vice, a freedom dear to him, to you no less. He knows who gives his life as sacrifice for such a prize. You know it too, for you in Utica, faced with the cruel defeat of your great cause, did what you had to do, and were not bitter, and your flesh will meet its true fate on that day of judgment when it will come back in splendor, as you shed it long ago out there with honor. Men don't break eternal laws. This man's not dead, and Minos doesn't bind me. I am of that circle where your Marcia's chaste eyes now lie. She who still prays with looks of love that you should hold her holy breast and prize her for your own, as you did up above when she came back to you. Incline, therefore, to us for her sake. Grant us right of way through all your seven kingdoms. I'll be sure to tell her of your kindness on the day that I return to Limbo, if you deem it fitting to be spoken of down there. My Marcia so put the very gleam in my eyes, when I once breathed the world's air, that I did any kindness that she sought. But now she dwells beyond the Acheron. She can no longer move me in my thought. That law was made the moment I was gone from there. But if this heavenly woman guides and moves you, as you say she does, there's no need of fair words. On high the power resides, enough to ask me for her sake. So go, and bind him with a straight smooth rush to mark his humble advent, and his face wipe free of any dirt. The eyes may not be dark with fog for anyone called in to see the first of all the ministers who keep watch on the road to paradise. Around this little island's edge, when from the deep the waves come in and fall, there can be found the rushes that you need. In the soft mud, they grow like nothing else that puts out leaves or hardens, though the waves fall with a thud. But don't come back this way. This way deceives by looking easy, but leads back to hell. The sun's up. Take the better road it shows for going up the mountain. Now farewell. He vanished, and without a word I rose and drew close to my guide and fixed my eyes on him. Follow my step, he said. Let's turn around. This plain slopes down to where it lies bounded by water. Dawn began to burn the morning breeze away, and far away it lit the trembling sea. We moved across the lonely plain, as one who goes astray, and looking for his path still feels the loss until it's found again. Then when we came into a shaded place where drops of dew, safe from the sun, stayed more or less the same, my master laid both hands spread in full view on the wet grass. Knowing his purpose, I offered my tear-stained cheeks, and he revived all the color underneath the dry tears that I cried in hell. Then we arrived on a deserted shore that never sees a man who sails its waters and yet knows how to return. My guide, as it might please another, girded me. The plant he chose, ah, miracle! So lowly, though thus torn from where it grew, was instantly reborn.